is John chapter 9, and I'm just going to read the latter part, which is verses 35 through 41. From the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, it says, Jesus heard that they had driven him out. And when he found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him. Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, Surely, surely we are not blind, are we? And verse 41, Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, we see, your sin remains. God's word for God's people. For a few moments this morning, I'm going to preach from the subject, From Can't See to Can't See. From Can't See to Can't See. Now, From Can't See to Can't See is an old-fashioned idiom, meaning to work from before dawn, which is can't see due to darkness, to after dark. It signifies working from sunup to sundown. The phrase is often used to describe long, arduous, and sometimes unacknowledged labor. We see this phrase used in artist Lisa Meyer's Bullmash's work to represent women's work that is essential but often invisible. I can relate, y'all. In the home I grew up in, my mother was up before everyone else and usually was the last one to go to sleep. And there was always something to be done, something to be handled. People that labor long hours know what I'm talking about. My auntie grew up down south and would describe the back-breaking work they endured as getting up before the chickens and finishing work when the cows came home. That's truly from can't see to can't see. Let me give you some background here. In the text God has led me to today, the 9th chapter of Luke's gospel, we have another instance of can't see to can't see. Jesus has healed a blind man who's been blind from birth. In other words, Jesus has brought sight to one who couldn't see, which was amazing and wonderful, one would assume, but it was a problem for the religious leaders who had physical sight. Not only did they discount the work of our Savior Jesus Christ, but they also criticized him for doing such a never done before miracle on the Sabbath when work of any kind is forbidden. Those that could see, who were supposed to recognize the giver of sight, could not see past their self-righteousness and see the miracle for what it was and Jesus for who he was. They squabbled over the day that the healing took place. Now, mind you, they couldn't have healed on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, but because Jesus did it on the Sabbath, they had their, you know, feathers ruffled. Amen. They doubted that Jesus, whom they called this man, was from God or not. Some thought Jesus a sinner, and some didn't know what to think. Even though the blind man and his parents attested to the fact that the man was blind from birth, some still would not believe. They asked the man to confess that Jesus was a sinner, but all the man could answer was that he didn't know whether Jesus was a sinner or not, only that he was blind and now he can see. The religious leaders and scholars in the law of Moses didn't believe him. They took offense at his testimony and kicked him out of the temple. Beloved, what is it that we can't see? What is it that our Lord is trying to deliver us from that is keeping us in darkness? Our eyes are open, and yet many of us still can't see. People of God, I believe our focus text reveals what happens when our eyes are open. First of all, the light is revealed. The light is revealed. The man who had been blind from birth didn't know who Jesus was. He just knew that all his life before his chance meeting up with Jesus, he was blind. Corrective lenses were no help for him. Medicated eye drops didn't give him sight. A change in his diet to include more carrots didn't improve his vision. Now, see, my parents told me when I was a child to eat more carrots because it's good for your eyes. I wear glasses and contacts. My sister does. My mother does. My father did. I don't know about that. Science tells us that it's supposed to improve your vision, but it didn't work out so well for me. Amen. I'm not bitter about it. I'm just moving on. Amen. Although laser surgery to remove cataracts hadn't been invented yet, it wouldn't have helped. Why? Because this man was blind. All blind people could do in Jesus' day was to be led around by the arm or walk with a stick to a heavily trafficked area and beg people to give them money and food. I'm not sure if they even had seeing eye dogs back then, but they couldn't work. They couldn't provide for their families. Although their other senses had been heightened, they were wholly dependent upon the kindness of others. And along comes Jesus. The text says that Jesus saw him. Well, of course, because the man couldn't see Jesus. After Jesus heals the man and the man goes through a few rounds of questioning, he finds him and makes perfect the man's testimony. Jesus reveals that he is the Son of God. He reveals that he is the light coming into the world to save us from our sins. You see, even though the man's physical sight had been given to him, he was still in darkness. He'd been blessed with the miracle of sight, but he still couldn't see. For the first time in his life, he was able to open his eyes and see all the colors of the rainbow and all of creation. He could walk unassisted and could provide for himself and for his family. He had a new life, but he was still in darkness. He went from can't see to can't see. But then Jesus, our Lord and Savior, revealed the light to the man which brought him out of darkness. Can you relate? Oh, saints of God, if we're honest with ourselves and God, we have to admit that one day, not too long ago, it was us that was groping around in the darkness of our lives, and along came the light. Oh, one day, not too long ago, it was us that were stumbling along in the darkness of our sin, and our Savior flipped on the light switch. Oh, one day, not too long ago, it was us that were walking around with our eyes shut, and along came the one who helped us open our eyes to the light. Yes. Jesus says to us today, just like he said to the man born blind, you have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he. Yes. Well, second of all, a decision must be made. Church, once you see it, you can't unsee it. The formerly blind man had been given audience with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where Jesus told the man that the Son of God was standing right before him and was speaking to him. The man wasn't imagining him. His eyes weren't playing tricks on him. His hearing was fine. He had said that he would believe when the Son of God was revealed to him. Jesus did this, and immediately he gave a threefold response. He called Jesus Lord. He said, I believe, and he worshiped Jesus. Oh, I'm glad about it today. In other words, he forsook any other, including his own sin, and pronounced Jesus as Lord. He admitted that he believed in the one standing before him, and he broke out in worship. He realized that a decision had to be made. Now that he knew, he couldn't just sit on that knowledge. Now that he knew, he couldn't just accept it as so much information. Now that he knew, he couldn't just move on with his agenda. He couldn't just walk away as if it had never happened. He said he believed, then he believed. Because he couldn't see. Now he could see. He believed and worshiped. Yes. Well, what about us? Has our Lord brought us from our dark days where we couldn't see to the light where we can see? If God has, then you have a decision to make. Is he your Lord? Do you believe? Are you ready to worship him? I invite you in this season of Lent to do like the songwriter wrote, come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Let's give him the praise. Oh, a decision's got to be made. Our sight has been restored. The light has been revealed to us. We've been led out of darkness with help. We can now see. We've been brought out of the unbelieving loop of can't see to can't see. But last of all, people won't always understand. People won't always understand. Regardless of how the man who had been blind from birth received his sight, everyone should have been rejoicing along with him. He should have been invited onto the talk show and speaking circuit of his time to tell his story of how he was blind and now he can see. But instead of all that, he was scrutinized by the highly educated and respected religious muckety mucks of his time, which Google defines as a person of great importance, self-importance. Amen. Instead of that, his parents were dragged into court and were forced to give testimony on behalf of their adult child that these religious leaders found insignificant. Instead of celebrating with the man who was once blind but can now see, they looked down their noses at him, insulted his intelligence, called him a sinner, and threw him out the church. They should have, but they didn't understand. The same evidence was in front of them, but they called it fake news. The same testimony was before them, but they refused to listen to reason. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, forgave sins and gave sight to the blind out in their public, but their spiritual blinders were up. As the prophet Isaiah said back in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 20, he sees many things, but he does not observe them. His ears are open, but he does not hear. Right. Oh, these Pharisees saw, but couldn't see. These Pharisees heard, but acted like they were deaf. even though they knew the law backwards and forwards, went from can't see to can't see. Oh, people of God, there's always going to be people out there that won't understand our praise. Amen. There's always going to be people out there that won't understand why we believe what we believe. There's always going to be people out there that won't understand how it is that we believe in a humiliated Savior, a ridiculed Messiah, a crucified deliverer. These Pharisees thought that because they had physical sight, that they were not blind. But they were blind to their sin.
Yes, yes, yes.
Their can't see remained because they didn't understand what Jesus was talking about.
Amen.
The Pharisees in our text were so blinded by their legalistic attitudes that they could not see a wonderful miracle of healing taking place right in front of them. They were more concerned about the letter of the law and the threat Jesus posed to their authority than the amazing healing. They were exposed to the power of God, but chose to remain blind to the truth. But don't you stay blinded. Don't go from can't see to can't see. For our God has revealed the light to us, physical and spiritual light. Regardless as to whether some folk will not understand, now that we know that it was Jesus who died for our sins, not his, and rose again to save us from the punishment that our sins deserve, our God is calling on us to make a decision.
Amen.
Church, let's get out of that loop of going from can't see to can't see. Instead, this Lenten season and beyond, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.